When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Halloween is the devil's birthday.
The season of the witch.
It's a lady trapped in a glass ball of emotion. Greetings, foolish mortals. And welcome back to another episode of the Sav and Sean Show. Spooky Show of Spooks.
Of Spook.
And Scares.
And Scary.
And
Spooktacular.
Spooky.
Spooky.
Well, so spooky.
A ghost that vomits is spooky. Oh my god.
Boo.
I know, it's awful.
I was actually kind of...
We're getting closer and closer to Halloween, friend.
I love Halloween.
Honestly, big same. I think it probably has a little to do with the fact that my birthday's in this month. But the only con to that also is the fact that, like, my birthday always ends up being themed to Halloween.
Mm, yeah, I can see. It's, like, the same thing as, like, a December birthday.
Exactly. Yeah. It's, like, if you're close enough to Christmas, it's, like, no, you're not getting double presents.
Yeah, anyone that has their birthday, like, October, November, December, I feel like you're just kind of shit out of luck.
Absolutely. I feel like November, you have a little bit of leeway because it's, like... What? Oh, no, Thanksgiving's going to cover.
You get a turkey for your birthday.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I want to know if somebody actually born on Thanksgiving. Well, I guess it changes because, you know, it's the first Thursday. Mm-hmm. I know things.
You've been an adult, a human person for 25 years.
Indeed, I have. Oh, my God. But yeah, so that becomes a little bit of a struggle. But I love the lore of it. I love the whole thing of it, of Halloween, All Hallows Eve.
I had a student ask me a few weeks ago, why are we celebrating Halloween? Because at my job, I was trying to prep the students for like fall / Halloween dances, right? For our fall performance lineup.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't call them like Halloween dances. I'm like, our fall dance. We're working on our fall dance.
Fall.
And this girl was like, why are we celebrating Halloween? It's just worshiping the devil. Oh. Halloween is the devil's birthday.
No, it's not.
And I literally was like, no, it's not. And but I can't, like, say that. Like, I'm not going to argue with a fucking 7-year-old
no,
little girl.
No, absolutely.
I know more than her, and I know that.
Yeah, 7-year-old.
Yeah, but so she's just, like, going back and forth. She's like, why would we celebrate something like that? And the only thing, like, I could think in my head is, why the fuck not? Why not?
It's just fun.
Hail Satan. What do you want me to say?
I'm screaming. We have just few joys. Like, so many few joys.
Let me have this.
Exactly.
Rebecca, come on.
Just, like, something.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it. I do. I just love... the aesthetic of it most of all. I mean, like most things, I love the aesthetic of it, but it's like not here where we're located at the edge of the world near the equator, but in a lot of places the leaves start to change, the air gets a little crispy.
And I will say last week the air dipped below 79 degrees.
Oh,
and I
yeah.
was here for it.
I was walking out of work and I was like, wait a second, is this a breeze that isn't hot?
Do I need to wear a sweatshirt outside as well as inside my house?
I'm screaming. What? I haven't gotten that far, but I did buy a pumpkin throw blanket.
Wow.
And like
festive.
Of course. And like a themed, like a not a mustard, but like a muted fall color orange hoodie. And I was like, this is spooky. And then a shit ton of Halloween candy. But I'm just eating by myself.
I love that. My mom is getting a surgery like literally on the 28th of this month.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, well, where are we going to put the candy bowl? And she's like, I don't think I'm going to do candy this year. And I was like, But
what about the candy? What about the children?
Yeah, well, fuck the children. Yeah. I want candy for myself. Hello.
Well, they have so many good deals right now. I literally was at Target yesterday and they have like 2 for $5.
Everyone knows the day that you buy the Halloween candy is the day after Halloween, obviously.
True enough.
Same thing for Valentine's Day. Buy all the candy the day after Valentine's
Absolutely.
Day. That's when it goes on sale.
Of course.
So just say, sorry, kids, come back tomorrow.
November 1st for your
sorry,
candy.
Sorry, trick or treat. Tonight it's a trick. You got to come back tomorrow.
Just IOUs. IOUs for Halloween
a
candy.
A picture of a piece of candy.
Yes.
Redeemable for
I still
one.
Want you
Hershey
in the costume,
kiss.
Though.
Yeah. We're doing the whole thing again. Just we're taking a rain check.
Yes, Rebecca, show up in your
times
sweaty...
are tough. Okay.
Yeah, November 1st at like 2:30 p.m. I don't want to be up into the wee hours.
Yeah,
too
and
late.
Don't ring the doorbell. Just you know, just I'll be there. I'll meet you there.
I'll be waiting as you show up in like the because you just. Threw it on the ground whenever after you were done with it, and you're like half-ass witch costume, and you're like
your hat's like crumpled on one side, not good enough. Yes. Rebecca, you no. give one Hershey Rebecca, kiss, you get a single Skittle.
I'll open the package and pour it out like you want one.
I'll even worse. I'll have a king-sized Skittle package.
Oh no,
a big one, the value-sized one, right? One. Oh yeah, open that little resealable zipper. Pluck out a single green Skittle.
Nobody wants the green.
Exactly. Place it in her little grubby, sweaty hands and send her on her way.
Oh my God. Be like, here's goodbye your now. Eye of Newt. Bye, gal.
Bye, little girl.
Oh my God. You know what?
Halloween.
Halloween. I love a good witch, though. I love a good witch costume. I love witchcraft. I'm inexperienced in it.
I love a sandwich.
Sandwich. Yes, absolutely.
Even better. Yeah.
My favorite.
Who doesn't love a good witch? Well, I guess Christian.
Oh my God. Who doesn't love a good witch? See, also, the sandwich tray. She fell backwards, ladies and gents. Oh my God.
Oh, no.
A lot of people.
Oh no. I'm
she's
sorry.
Giving up.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
Oh my God. I saw Goody Proctor.
Wow. Yeah, that took a turn for the worst. I'm so sorry.
Oh my God, no! But it's
anyway.
We love it. We love it. All of the aspects of what constitutes witchcraft. I mean, I'm not going
except for the actual like consorting with the devil.
Yeah, I was like, I feel I know where you're going, but I wasn't sure. Yeah, the consorting with the devil. I'm not very Satanistic. I very much operate, if it hasn't been made clear throughout the entire time that we've been doing this. I'm very spiritual in the sense of like the energies of the world. And
however,
that,
if Satan were to offer me some kind of lucrative
deal.
I'm taking
that fucking deal.
But like I'd have to be specific, sort of like a genie with my three wishes, except it's one wish and it's the devil and it's my soul. Right. So like I'd have to make sure I really read the fine print, made right. sure there were no loopholes or gray areas. So like I would want superpowers. Like I'm not going to ask for immortality because that never ends well for anyone.
No,
look at everyone in the history of ever that's asked for immortality. Any right. movie ever made where someone tries to live forever.
Exactly.
Never
There's
works
a loophole
out.
That
yeah.
they'll find. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just going to ask for superpowers. A superpower.
Okay.
I'm not going to be specific. Just a superpower. Okay. Maybe I should be specific. Because then I might get something like I'll be able to see through everyone's clothes at all times.
Well, that's a useless superpower.
Yeah, and I don't want to see through everyone's clothes also. That would just be horrible.
That's true.
So I think maybe I would ask for like a specific superpower. Like I want to be able to move things with my mind. That would be cool.
That would be cool.
And then like I would just want to be like successful, period.
Okay.
And then that way, that's not vague. Anything specific.
But you don't have a time. That's how it's very genie-like. Because then it's like, what is the length for which you are successful?
The rest of my life. I want to start now. The moment the ink dries, success. Like he throws some glitter on me and then it's like I'm the richest woman in the world or something. Like
I'm screaming.
Self-made billionaire. Kylie Jenner bows down at my feet. Yeah.
I would really want to relish the time. I mean, if that were the case, because, you know, like if my soul is going to be tortured for eternity, hypothetically, then I would probably want the remainder of the time that I have left on the planet to be pretty sweet.
Well, that's where the superpowers would come into play. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's why like I see the witches
a successful
that like
superpower. Okay.
Yeah, the witches that like sell their souls to the devil, like they get witch powers. Like they can cast spells and shit. Like not a bad bargain. You know
no,
what I mean? All they have to
true.
Do is just sacrifice a goat every couple of you know every 30 days. That's
Absolutely.
Fine. That's fine. The goats are pests anyways.
In
they're
some
like
places,
deer.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they're like deer, kangaroos.
I also, I mean, the taste of goat is also very delicious.
Gamey, delicious.
Yeah,
goes good with yogurt. In cumin.
You almost said cumin.
I almost said curry, actually.
Oh.
And then I was like, that's not right.
That's not right. No, you can curry goat.
Yeah, some tandoori goat. That sounds so good.
Always back to food with us. Anyway, witches. So,
Twitches.
Yeah, twitches. Mm. Remember that time that we had to inevitably scrap an episode that we wanted to do?
It's
what was it? In the middle of July?
Yeah, but it's because I have already the attention span of a gnat, okay? So to expect me to be able to, one, talk to you in a normal conversation, also while watching a movie and trying to give commentary about the movie, that my brain cannot fire on that many cylinders.
I get it. It was definitely a struggle because I found us
I would just like get sucked into the movie and I would stop talking.
So the audience knows also the topic of the episode that we ended up scrapping in and of itself was, I think it's Twitch, twitching, and Twitch.
It was a good idea at the time.
We thought it was the best thing. And in the sense where Twitch, like the streaming platform, a physical tick like a Twitch, and then Twitch is the movie.
A wide array of topics in one episode. We just wanted to cover a lot of bases.
Exactly. But yes, Twitch is a fantastic movie. The lore around witchcraft in and of itself, like the pagan rituals of it all, I things get a little confusing, and like I said, I'm not well versed, but I do in terms of like my own like magics in and of itself, like crystal magic, I really, really vibe with. I like the idea of candle magic.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really like the idea of, because it's a lot about manifestation.
Well, like the candles especially has a lot to do with like energy. So like my whole thing is about energy cannot be created nor destroyed.
Exactly.
So if you're using like fire, for example, mm-hmm. that energy created from the fire, I think has, you know, magic in
right.
that.
And the feeling that you imbue into something can be beneficial. Like I said, you do not have to claim the energy from the sound, and we are by no means experts, nor are we experimenting with like crazy shit.
Well, speak for yourself.
I'm screaming. Well, yeah, that does explain why right I'm now. Starting to bleed out of my eyes.
Yep.
I thought
just ignore that.
Just ignore that. Oh
my
God.
I'm sure it's nothing.
And this was the end of his life. Rip gal.
Sorry.
Could you imagine? What's your best witch cackle?
I can't do one. I've tried. And especially with Agatha Harkness coming on the scene earlier this year, I've tried to replicate her. I cannot cackle.
Have
I don't
you
know
seen?
Why. I think it's just because I have such a manly, low voice.
I'm more like a
Yeah, mine's more like a Dr. Evil kind of laugh than mm-hmm. like a threatening witch cackle. Like when you hear me laughing, you're not like terrified. You're more like, what is that?
When you hear me laugh normally, you just assume that I have emphysema.
My mom wheezes when she laughs really hard. I think that's so funny.
It's my favorite thing. It's definitely, and it wasn't my laugh always. But it definitely was my laugh before I started smoking. So I don't know where it came from, but it just did. It's funny that you mentioned Agatha Harkness because
it was Agatha all along.
It was Agatha, and she killed Sparky too.
I think that's who I'm gonna be for Halloween this year.
Really?
Actually, yeah, it's just with her big hair and her like black hands at the end. When
have you
like
seen
all
the stuff on the news TikTok? Have you seen?
Yes.
Where how you like get the thing, and also Avengers Campus Agatha.
Yes.
Give that woman all of the money.
I've never wanted to play a role in a theme park more.
More
than Agatha Harkness.
She's my favorite.
Ah, oh, she's
Hello.
Insidious. Sorry.
She's just absolutely everything. And honestly, I don't think that there's any movie that was made about witches that does not appeal to my soul. Going all the way back to like The Crucible being like the movie/play that appeals to
okay.
It just appeals to my like pretentious acty thing, you know, like when someone's like, yeah, I just like really enjoy Shakespeare. Like I just like read Shakespeare and like.
I was in a play once called To Burn a Witch, which was basically a ripoff of The Crucible. It was like a one act though, but like not even a one act. It was like 10 pages tops.
I'm screaming. But
I played the character. I couldn't tell you what my name was. I played the character who confessed to witchcraft to like save herself. And the other like main character in the show, she was like, well, my God that I believe in has told me, like, I can't lie. That's part in the Bible or whatever. So I'm not going to lie and confess to something I didn't do. So they hang her.
Yikes.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm scot-free.
Yeah. I literally was like, I'm out. Bye.
Bye. Adios.
Bye. So yeah, I got out of there. Scot-free, baby. They said, sorry about that, ma'am.
Oh my gosh. Imagine being named Scott and living your life. And everyone's like, yeah, I'm out of there scot-free. Like, actually, it's 375. I know that made no sense whatsoever, but it's so funny in my mind. anyway, so
I would think it would be like Scott gets his things for free.
Oh,
sort all right, like guys, how... we're getting out of here scot free. Scott's like, yes, drinks.
Oh, it's like when you're somewhere and the barcode doesn't scan, like if you've ever worked at a place, and they're like, must mean it's free, right? And you're like, get out.
And it's always the cashier named Scott who has to deal with those people. He's like,
yeah. He's like, I don't want to work in retail anymore.
I was with Scott. Scott said it was free.
Yeah, that's all.
Scott, free? Scott just like takes his apron off. Hands in his name tag.
I'm
like,
done.
I can't do this.
I can't do it anymore. I'm done. And he turned to witchcraft. he said, I'll make them pay. But so you got Agatha Harkness. You have the Scarlet Witch herself, Wanda Maximoff.
The most powerful Avenger. I will take no arguments at this time.
Absolutely.
Because you're wrong.
Quite possibly in the entirety of the multiverse, which is amazing.
I would like to say, though, for the people that are like, Captain Marvel's more powerful, I've never seen Captain Marvel try to blast an Infinity Stone. So, like, I would like to see, ideally, Scarlet Witch blasting a stone and Captain Marvel blasting a stone at the same time. Because they both technically got their powers from separate stones, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, ideally, if Wanda is powerful enough to destroy a stone, like in Infinity War, when they're like, you're the only one powerful enough to do it.
Right.
Because that's before they met Captain Marvel. Shouldn't Captain Marvel technically also...
be able to
be powerful enough to like destroy a stone because she got her powers directly from a stone as well?
Yeah, question that mark? Would track.
That would track, right? So I Kevin Feige, let's make it happen, buddy.
Let's get it, bud.
Let's make it happen, Kevin.
Who else we got? We got
the Sanderson sisters.
Oh my god, yes. The like the most quintessential. I can't tell if it's Chugi or not, but
I must confess something.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen Hocus Pocus in its entirety.
Wow. Fake
and
fan.
The funny thing, I don't claim to be a fan. That's the thing. The other thing is I literally put it on last night or the other day.
Uh-huh.
And still, I don't even think I watched the whole thing from start to finish. I think I tuned out like halfway through.
It's like Hercules for our friend group. Whenever we turn it on, we just can't finish it.
I can't finish it. I'm sorry. And it's not that it's bad. I just like, I get distracted. And then...
It is a really good movie. The cast is star studded. It's very good, and they also are coming out with the sequel, which is very exciting. Also, but it's just really Betty Midler, fucking Sarah Jessica Parker, Kathy and Jimmy. Like that's just like you put that mix together anywhere, and you're gonna get an amazing result. And the fact that it's so Halloween-y anyway, plus the nostalgia of Disney,
and that movie's quotable as fuck.
Oh, 100%. Just firm a stone. It's just so good. So that's what Sabrina the Teenage Witch and the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
We love her.
We do. Also, I feel like now is a good time to take a break, and I hate to cut it off because we were just talking about witches, but when we get back, I want to talk about Sabrina, and I want to talk about Rhiannon, because the audience hasn't gotten, they've heard about it, but they haven't heard about it.
I suppose that's true.
Yeah. So let's take a break.
Okay, I have to pee anyway, so that's good.
Perfect. We'll pee, we'll do our whole thing, we'll come back, and then we'll go into Rhiannon and Sabrina.
Heard.
Okay, goodbye. And we're back.
Welcome back.
Hi.
I was going to get a snack, but I decided against it.
You're allowed to snack. I'm not starving you out.
The only snack I have, though.
Oh, it's hummus and pita
chips. And hummus, yeah. So I decided against it. You're welcome, America.
You're welcome.
I'm starving on the air live right now for you, the fans.
I'm screaming.
What was that? That scared me. That scared me.
Oh,
there it is again.
Have you ever seen that video on YouTube where the girl is like sitting there doing the video, and then she farts and she goes, "A ghost, guys! Did you hear that? I think it was a ghost." It's like old school YouTube. Have you seen this?
No.
Oh my god! I have to educate you. It is hilarious.
There's one video of a girl laying down, and it's like she's laying in front of. She's got a closet that's like the doors are mirrors,
mm-hmm.
and she's laying on her belly, and she like kicks her feet up, and she's like talking, but right when she kicks her feet up, she's like, "So anyway," and she like turns, and it's her feet. And she's like, "God damn it!"
Oh my god, so spooky. But before our break, we said we would come back. Wow, rip.
It's the water.
The spirits. Before we took our break, we said we were going to talk about Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Wait, sorry, pause. Is that another witch, Madame Leota from the Haunted Mansion? Or is she like the lady in the ball? Is she a witch?
I feel like she's a medium.
She's like, call to the spirits, wherever they're at.
I feel like she's a posthumous medium.
She's like an oracle.
Yes. Oh, yeah, an oracle. That's a good.
Just a lady trapped in a glass ball of emotion.
Relatable for all of us.
And that's me.
Hi.
Sorry. Anyway, you said the spirits, and it reminded me of that. Anyway, sorry. Okay.
So Sabrina the Teenage Witch, really, really amazing Archie comic book series. Then it was that show with Melissa Joan Hart, which we also loved, the comedy Salem the Cat, We Stand, We Live.
I miss the talking Salem. I love talking Salem. Oh my God.
He was so funny. He Salem, Saberhagen, We Stand.
I feel like Salem was like the original GBBF on TV. You know what I mean?
Truly. Truly. And it's on Hulu. So if you want to go back and like watch it all, it's all there. And
you heard of America.
Even Sabrina in Australia, or Sabrina Down Under, something like that.
So Sabrina Down Under.
Sabrina. So that's a really good one. And then obviously, like they did Riverdale. I'm screaming. They spun it off and then gave us The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina with Kiernan Shipka.
Love her. Loved her in Mad Men.
Yes. Luke Cook. Who our devil daddy.
Daddy. He responded. No, he liked my comment on TikTok.
Oh my God.
And I just.
You've made it.
Yeah.
This is success
the
for you.
Lucifer You've already made your deal. Star.
You've made your deal.
Oh, but nothing has gone right for me. So where's the deal? Pay up, Lucifer. Let's go.
There's always a catch.
Come on, bro.
It was just that. It was just the TikTok like.
That was the deal. You get one moment of fleeting happiness in exchange for one like.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Who else? Gavin Leatherwood. Are you kidding?
The things
I would do.
I would let that man do to me, but also I would make him a nice home-cooked meal.
Are you kidding? Absolutely.
Tuck him into bed at night. Read him a lovely, sweet bedtime story.
And just snuggle.
Just give him a little snuggle. Ask him how his day was.
Yes.
Make sure he's okay.
A little peck on the forehead.
Yeah. But then also I want him to like choke me.
I hope your stomach's full, but not too full.
I want him
Dick
to
me
choke
down.
Me until I die.
Yes, let's go. We'll join you back in the underworld. Who else? What's his name?
Harvey Kinkle.
Yes.
Ross Lynch.
Ross Lynch. Yes. What a king. Who also stars in a movie that is, I refuse to watch it because I read the graphic novel.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yes. My friend Dahmer. He starred in and I can't watch it, but I'm sure he does great in it because he's amazing. Teen Beach Movie 2, obviously.
A classic.
So many.
Ross Lynch is a talented guy. I'll give him that.
Exactly. He is. Anyway, so it's like a darker version of Sabrina. You still have all of like a lot of the similar characters. It takes a dark turn.
It is very dark. It is not a reboot / spinoff of the Sabrina the Teenage Witch series. So don't go into it thinking that or you'll be disappointed. It's right. Definitely its own dark, spooky entity. Spooky, yes. Sexy entity.
Mm. Also, did you see Riverdale announced Kiernan Shipka is going to be...
Yes!
And honest, I have fallen off Riverdale because it's getting wilder and wilder and wilder, but I may pop back on just for her. Anyway.
I'll have no idea what's happening or why she's there, but I'll watch it for her. Absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
Of course. They're like, let's just pipe it in. Anyway, so all of this to say that there's a lot of source material in witchcraft that happened to inspire you to write a really, really amazing thing. And sort of our intro into what the show is now. So like... Go for it. Give us the rundown.
I wrote a jukebox musical, basically stealing a bunch of references from witchy pop culture and the music of Fleetwood Mac. And I kind of just Frankenstein it all together and made it a musical. And it was originally supposed to be a staged like live show. And then COVID happened. And so we turned it into a all audio musical. And yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And honestly, like the podcast musical medium isn't something that is like very largely prevalent. Like there are a couple, one of which is also very spooky themed. So if you're in the mood for spooky podcasts, obviously this one that we're talking about right now, Chilling Adventures of Rhiannon, which we'll give you the links and stuff. And I'll put it in the description for the show. But also there's Wait, Don't Kill Me, which is sort of like a satirical parody on the Serial podcast, which is like a true crime murder podcast. Mm-hmm. That's also a musical. It's got Leslie Kritzer in it. So, so funny in a lot of ways, dark, very, very good. So definitely worth a listen to. But yeah, it was funny how you sort of encapsulated in Rhiannon all of those witchy tropes.
It's very easy. Like we were just talking about, there's a lot of source material and a lot of it.
Yeah.
is becoming, there's like a big resurgence with like witchy culture now with the like introduction of TikTok and stuff like that.
Right.
And a lot of people love, you know, dressing up in the witchy photo shoots for Halloween and stuff like that. And especially with like American Horror Story with Coven.
Oh, yeah.
Really bringing it into like the pop culture realm.
And popping back with like Apocalypse and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Plus, you made references to like Halloween Town in there.
I love Halloween Town.
Halloween Town's so good.
Marnie Piper, come on. Oh, my God. Girl.
Also, the original Marnie and son of the bad guy from the first one. What's
Calabar?
Yes, Calabar's son. Or no, yeah. What's his name? Yeah, I think he's still Calabar. I don't know. It's like Calabar's Revenge is the second movie, so mm-hmm. I don't remember. They're together in real life now. Did you know that?
I'm going to throw up.
Yes, they like dated briefly and then they stopped being together and now they're back together again and they're on TikTok together. I will definitely show it to you because like they are so fucking cute together. It's adorable.
That upsets me.
And they have the props still. They have some of the props and some of the looks. It's adorable. Anyway.
Wow.
But yeah, so you make all those references and it's really, 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 and I at the sake of like crass self-promotion, because that's
you what
right seriously that I think that you know, if you're into spooky things and you like the music of Fleetwood Mac, even if you don't really, there was stuff that like songs from Fleetwood that I didn't know about that were sort of contextualized in this show that like you put together, and it's just a real fun time.
Well, it was really important for me to like use the music that was already there and not try to change it. And the music that's already written is already so narrative in itself that it was right. really just kind of filling in the pieces to make all the songs connect to each other.
Of course.
So, like, I mean, it was pretty easy doing it with all the source material I had. It was fun. It was a fun project.
It also fits into, like, a lot of, because, you know, Stevie Nicks is very witchy in and of herself, very, like, white witch.
Well, and especially, like, literally right when we released the podcast was when that guy on the skateboard to, like, listening to Dreams went yes. super viral.
Right.
And I was like, okay, well, at least people know this song.
Yep. Oh, at least we've got Dreams down.
And this is because
it
popped podcast.
Back into, like, I heard it on the radio mm-hmm. shortly, like, while we were in the middle of release. I think we were in the second episode had mm-hmm. come out. And I was like, oh, my God, Dreams is back on, like, the normal radio. That is wild.
We released the podcast exactly a year ago today.
A year ago today?
Not today, but, like, this week we already had, like, two episodes out.
That is crazy. Mm-hmm. Happy Halloween. Happy spooky season. If you were a witch, I guess this will be our last thing. We're doing a short episode today, but mm-hmm. I'm having fun. If you could be a certain type of witch, what kind of witch would you be?
Hmm.
If, like, nothing applied.
I think I would probably be, I mean, I don't know. I really like plants and animals, so I like
the swamp idea witch.
Of being, like, yeah, like a flora and fauna kind of witch. But I also, I'm, like, really in tune with, like, water and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, but I'm also pretty good in the kitchen. I can throw down. Is there, like, an all-around skilled witch?
What is
general,
that?
A generic witch?
But I don't know. I'm just a witch, TM. Yeah, I guess that, I suppose, hypothetically speaking, I don't really know. I'm sure that, like, certain types of witchcraft have certain types of specialty.
Yeah, like, I'm not, like, a Maleficent, but I'm also not, like, Glinda the Good Witch. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like a solid middle ground type of witch. I'm similar to you in the idea that I like the idea of, like, the cosmic. And that's why, like, candles and crystals really appeal to me, because mm-hmm. it's, like, energy manifestations going elsewhere and how those, like astrology and how those things, like, go hand in hand in terms of, like, mm-hmm. legitimate witchcraft. Not that I can say anything about legitimate witchcraft. I'm not a legitimate witch. So that idea. But then part of me, like, the really, really dark part of me is, like, fuck it, let's go necromancy. Like, let's go.
Oh my God.
Let's go into some dark shit.
Draw pentagrams with my blood. Yeah.
Yeah. Can never follow through with that, especially because it can't. I faint at the sight of blood. So that would be a no go.
I think that, like, manifestation in itself is a form of magic.
Yeah.
Because I'm, like, a firm believer that if you speak something into existence, like, enough times, it's going to happen. In that regard, though, I read something the other day that was interesting to me, that emotion mm-hmm. is energy in motion.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're sitting in, like, a sad, negative, emotional headspace, that's going to be kind of what comes back to you. That's the energy that's going to come back to you.
Yeah, for sure.
So once I, like, read that, it, like, put a new perspective on things for me.
Yeah.
So So yeah, it's just something to think about. You're more powerful than you think. We are more powerful than we think. We are cosmic beings. We are cosmic beings floating on a rock in the middle of a vast vacuum of space in a vast infinite universe.
Right. So in the grand scheme,
where did we come from? Stardust. Where do we go? Cosmic beings. Where did we come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Where? Oh, I need to know.
I will deep dive. I know. That is my spell for today. I'm screaming, but
I accept this energy. So let it be. So mote it
so
be.
So mote it be. Oh my God. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. I know we went on a few tangents, but I love witches, man. I just love witches.
Witches, twitches, bitches,
twin witches,
get
absolutely
stitches.
And you know, if anything, it's the season of the witch, yeah.
When it's witchcraft,
a spooky little
wicked thing. Witchcraft,
I put a spell on you. Wow.
There is superstition.
Oh, there you go. Sorry. I was like, I was about to be like, you lost the aka off or whatever.
Writing's on the wall.
Bam, bam, bam. He did that match. We're not getting back. He did the monster match.
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Every breath you take.
Hello. Isn't me you're looking for.
Anyway.
That song is the creepiest song in history. Have you ever seen the music video for Hello by Lionel Richie?
Yeah.
Everyone, go watch it right now. And let us know what you think by sending us an email at thesavinshawnshow@gmail.com.
Yes, please. For any of this. If you're, don't come to us with queries about witchcraft, but anything
consult
else.
Your local head priestess for that.
Yes, anything. if you want to DM us because it's not 2003 and you're not trying to redo like a You've Got Mail situation, you could also DM us directly on Instagram.
Slide into our DMs like the basilisk slid into the Chamber of Secrets.
That's very salacious. But you can do that at @the_Sav_and_Sean_show.
What?
So you can do that. Or you could DM me directly @Anthony_clams. On Instagram as well. Please also make sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
RRS, son.
Yes, please. That's the best way to support small creators such as ourselves.
Please support us. Please.
We can barely support ourselves.
It's one thing to say you support us. It's another thing to follow through, you guys. Come on.
Absolutely.
Actions speak louder than words, team.
Manifest those button taps.
I feel like coming at y'all so angry like is going to make you like less inclined to support us. Please support us.
Hi.
Please give us a like.
Please.
If you're our friends, please share us.
Oh my
if
God.
You're not our friends, please share us more.
If you want to become our friends, this is probably a great
Literally,
way to do that.
That is the best way because even our own friends don't share. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
No, they do a great job. Everybody's doing amazing. And then please make sure you turn on those automatic downloads. Ding. That way the episode is already prepped and ready. I was actually just on a plane the other day for a different thing for an episode that we're doing a little later. And I had my automatic downloads on for this 5-hour flight I was just on, and it was so great because I had the vanity of listening to us all over again.
Wouldn't you like the same luxury?
Exactly.
Turn on those automatic downloads today.
That's the magic of the Seven Sean Show. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening, and we will see you guys next time.
Goodbye now.
Goodbye.
It's spooky and it's sad and it's spooky and it's Sean and we're spooky scary. And it's a month of spookification. Yeah.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.